Penguin Random House Audio presents The Engagement, America's Quarter-Century Struggle Over Same-Sex Marriage by Sasha Eisenberg. Read for you by Graham Halstead. Introduction. A President Decides. On April 8, 1996, White House counsel Jack Quinn prepared what was known to presidential staffers as a decision memo and sent it to the Oval Office. The Advocate, the leading news magazine for gay America, was planning to report that the Justice Department had begun to explore changes to immigration and tax laws that would place gay couples on the same footing as straight ones. "The magazine would like to include a statement of your position on gay marriage," Quinn explained to the president. The communication staff was unsure how to answer. Others were asking similar questions. Marcia Scott, whom Bill Clinton had appointed the previous June as the first ever full-time presidential liaison to the gay community, had been pressed for her views on same-gender marriage while meeting with gay activists in Boston 2 weeks earlier. She had stumbled through a non-committal response, saying it was important to ensure that those of you in these loving, long-term, and committed relationships can enjoy all the same benefits as opposite-sex couples. But whether marriage is the vehicle to make those changes is something we are looking at. Earlier that winter, a different writer from The Advocate, visiting the White House as part of a feature on Clinton's troubled relationship with his gay base over the course of his first term in office, asked Scott how the marriage issue could figure in the re-election campaign. "We must not allow the far right to use this as a wedge between friends," Scott cautioned. "We must keep focused on our final goal." Scott had been forced to dissemble in part because Clinton's position wasn't entirely clear to anyone who spoke on his behalf. The president's longest documented public comment on the subject was a single sentence in October 1992, when the Democratic presidential nominee was asked, as part of a written interview with Reader's Digest, whether he agreed that homosexual couples should have the right to get married. "I've taken a very strong stand against any discrimination against gays and lesbians," the then governor of Arkansas responded. "But I don't favor a law to legalize marriages." Even when Clinton offered that answer, it seemed to evade the essence of the issue. No state lawmaker, let alone a member of Congress, had ever proposed drafting a law to legalize same-sex marriage. A citizen's right to one was far more likely to be asserted by a court's interpretation of existing law than by a legislature's passage of a new statute. In 1992, the narrowness of Clinton's answer hadn't mattered. The Reader's Digest interview passed with barely any notice by other media or interest groups. But Quinn, now the president's lawyer, recognized the ways in which the answer was insufficient to the current moment, and he knew he couldn't afford to have government officials improvising every time they were asked for his client's position on such a potentially contentious topic. When the Advocate request made its way to him, Quinn decided that the issue merited its own set of talking points, a summary of the White House's perspective that could serve as a point of internal reference within the administration. His solution was for Clinton to say he does not personally support same-sex marriage, but also that he believed the matter was best left to state and local governments, as well as the private sector, to consider issues like these involving community values and matters of conscience. With Scott's help, Quinn attempted to frame that ambivalence in terms that reflected a Clintonian theory of politics. "The challenge in addressing these issues is how to remain sensitive to the traditional values of our communities while preserving the fundamental right to live free from unjustified discrimination," he wrote. Quinn assembled his three curt paragraphs into a one-page memo and sent it to the Oval Office for a decision. The president was given three options: agree, disagree, or discuss. In 1973, as Clinton was preparing for his first campaign for office in Arkansas, the prosecuting attorney for the state's 6th Judicial District was unexpectedly asked by the clerk of Pulaski County which includes Little Rock, whether same-sex couples were entitled to marriage licenses. Please be advised that the law on this question is still evolving and there is no settled rule, Lee Munson responded. We feel the Arkansas Supreme Court would hold against the proposition, but the United States Supreme Court may hold for it. Same-sex marriage landed in American politics without a natural ideological template. To the extent that politicians ever spoke about the topic, it was as reductio ad absurdum. Homosexual marriage licenses featured prominently in the apocalyptic warnings of Phyllis Schlafly, the conservative activist who, beginning in 1975, marshaled opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment, then moving toward ratification. Schlafly argued that forbidding lawmakers to acknowledge distinctions between the sexes would abolish a range of gender-specific roles, including husband and wife. Militant homosexuals from all over America have made the ERA issue a hot priority. Why? Asked Schlafly's Eagle Forum in a newspaper ad. To be able finally to get homosexual marriage licenses, to adopt children and raise them to emulate their homosexual parents, and to obtain pension and medical benefits for odd couple spouses. In a 1980 congressional subcommittee hearing, a Republican staff lawyer made a similar charge about a bill that would have made it illegal to consider sexual orientation in hiring and firing decisions. Could bill supporter Art Anyos, counsel Jim Stevens pressed, make a distinction between prohibiting discrimination in the workplace on the one hand and continuing, on the other hand, the historic prohibition against homosexual marriage? The few politicians who invoked the menace of gay marriage conceded that the scenario was so far-fetched that they had to do so sheepishly. The idea that this law would legalize sexual activities between persons of the same sex or the marriage of persons of the same sex did not originate with me, Sam J. Irvin Jr., the ERA's most vocal Senate opponent, said in 1972. 12 years later, another chairman of the Senate's Constitution Subcommittee convened a hearing to probe that very notion and shared Irvin's self-consciousness about the conjecture. Proponents of the ERA have made great fun of critics who have stated that the ERA would render unconstitutional state laws against homosexual marriages, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch acknowledged before the subcommittee. Asking whether the ERA mandates recognition of same-sex marriages is indeed the wrong question, Raymond Marson of Catholic University School of Law reassured Hatch as he opened his testimony in that 1984 hearing. But, Marson went on, it is sometimes necessary to think through the wrong question in order to arrive at the right question. Even as, in the early 1990s, legal recognition of gay families penetrated the realm of the legally plausible, conservatives rarely found themselves debating the thing itself. For them, gay marriage was a benchmark, a measure of how far the culture might slide down a slippery slope toward moral relativism. I'm not sure what you mean by gay rights, Vice President Dan Quayle told a reporter from the New York Times aboard his campaign plane while seeking re-election in 1992. If you're saying we're going to give moral equivalence to a heterosexual marriage between a man and a woman and a gay marriage where you have a marriage between those of the same sex, yes, we do not recognize the moral equivalence. And I'm sure the gay rights activists will not allow Bill Clinton to say that there isn't moral equivalence. President George H.W. Bush had been asked for the first time about same-sex marriage a few months earlier by evangelical leaders intending to test his conservative mettle. Bush's response was tentative and tellingly unrehearsed. I think I would be opposed to that. When he announced his challenge to Bush, Clinton's own views on gay rights were largely a mystery. The head of the Arkansas Gay and Lesbian Task Force told national journalists who inquired about his governor's record that, in this state, he has never said the words gay or lesbian, and every time we have approached the governor's office, we have been rebuffed. Clinton was more solicitous to their opponents. His wife, Hillary Rodham.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?